about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So breaking news and a huge shocker, Octomom files for bankruptcy. Yeah, Nadia Sulman, I guess who gave birth to 8 children because of her fertility request with her doctor who had lost his license since then. Gave birth to 8 children. Of course, we all were wondering how she was going to support them. And was this something that the state or the federal government was going to have to support? And I guess she has close to debt between $500,000 to $1 million. In court papers, Sulman says she owes money to Sylvan Learning Center, Child Care Center, Lad and Lassie, and private elementary school, Whittier Christian School. Now, what is her net worth? Less than $50,000. Didn't she pose nude? Didn't she pose nude? Playboy? Was she in Playboy? I don't know. I might be almost filed for bankruptcy with that one. All right. Anyway, she is 36 years old. Here's the thing. All right. I've never defended this woman because I've never really, attacked her. Okay. And I don't like to attack people, but, I really never understood what the situation was. And if you guys know, please tell me 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you go for in vitro fertilization, many times doctors will put in multiple embryos. Many don't take, but you put in multiple embryos in hopes that one does. Now, if somebody gave me multiple embryos and I heard that they lived, they were alive, all of them, I would not pick and choose. I couldn't. I could not pick and choose who would live and who wouldn't. I would not. Now, if this is what happened to her, all right, I can't, you know, give her too much grief. You know, but the way this was portrayed is she wanted as many kids as she possibly could. And you're like, well, why would you do that if you're a single mom and you don't have any way to take care of these kids? So, if I was dealt with the decision, not that I'm saying this was her particular situation, I kind of forgot the whole Octomom story because every time I see Octomom, I think of octopus. And, you know, we just kind of went on from there and everybody was making jokes. But if every embryo took, how do you make that decision? Now I guess we have a mom in Mexico who was pregnant with 9 embryos somebody was, I guess, pregnant with 9 babies in the past, like in the 70s. None of them made it. A little bit later, a few years after that, again, they were all born so premature that none of them made it. Nowadays, we are finding that many of these babies do make it. But I don't know if I could make that decision. You know, people will say, well, look, you know, if you have triplets or quadruplets, you gotta, you know, let one go so the others live. I don't know if I could do that. I couldn't choose. I'd say, no, we're gonna make it all work. I've seen triplets. I've seen patients do well with them. I would, you know, so, you know, if that's what she was facing, I can understand why she had all 8 kids. Now, why, if she was single at the time and not having any means, would she want him to administer more embryos? That was, from what I understand, was the gist of the controversy. She asked for more embryos to be put in than what would be normal, standard. And if that's the case, you're like, what are you doing? All right, but, you know, she's been very happy, and I guess now we're paying for it. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I am nursing the most horrible paper cut I got in between my second and third hour of the show, and I feel so bad. Oh, my gosh, this paper cut really hurts. It really hurts. I mean, I don't know why. You could paper cut horizontally, where you almost take a plane of your skin, or you could paper cut deep. Either way, it's a bad rap. It's not, you don't want either. This is a rough one. Anyway, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle for working the dials, and a big thanks to you for listening in. Please call in with your questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So it looks like New York may be banning happy hour. They say happy hour, this is reported by Fox News, in New York City could end if Department of Health policy party poopers go ahead with the proposal to outlaw beer and booze specials at bars and restaurants. Why would they do that? Apparently a department source said, yes, it has been discussed. All right. They say high level conversations have gone beyond merely throwing pencils on the ceiling and seeing what sticks. Sources say the happy hour ban is being pushed by Commissioner Thomas Farley. And it's serious enough for one source to say that the alcohol lobby may actually need to have some good representation. This may go through. All right. Sources say the anti-boost sentiment at the agency has reached a fever pitch, with officials recently asking state officials about the legality of liquor and ice cream. Are you kidding me? Referring to potent products infused with bourbon, rum, and tequila. That does sound good. I have never had alcohol-infused ice cream. I have had those chocolates that have Grand Marnier in them. Those are yummy. Those are really yummy. Mmm. All right. Let's move on. Parents who have poor math skills may be overdosing their kids with medicine. If parents don't understand what a teaspoon is versus a tablespoon, they could be putting their kids at risk. The study included 289 parents of children younger than 8 years old who were prescribed a short course of liquid medication after being seen in the pediatric ER. The parents were given 3 tests to assess their math and reading skills, and researchers also watched the parents as they measured out a dose of medication for their child. Nearly one-third of the parents had low reading skills, and 83% had poor math skills. 27% had math skills at the third grade level or below. They say 41% of the parents made a medication dosing error. Parents with math skills at or below third grade level were nearly 5 times more likely to make a medication dosing error than those with math skills. You know, they need to realize we have varying degrees of education. And telling a parent to do a certain amount, they may not know. They may not understand. Don't go away. More Dr. Dolly coming up, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Dahlia Show. How y'all doing? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, your questions, any of your medical thoughts. Natalie Wood's daughter, Natalie Wood and Robert Wagner's daughter, has been arrested for coke and heroin possession after a gun goes off in a fight with a man at her house. I didn't know much about their children, Natalie Wood and Robert Wagner. I mean, I know they had some. I guess she, Courtney Wagner's 38 years old. I mean, you look how many years ago this was. She is the daughter of actress Natalie Wood. And Robert Wagner has been arrested on suspicion of possessing cocaine and heroin after police were called to reports of a gunshot at her Malibu home. Neighbors called police after claiming they heard a woman screaming and a weapon discharge. They found Wagner in possession of cocaine and heroin. Nobody was hurt. It is a felony drug possession. Man was arrested for the alleged negligent discharge of a firearm. They don't think anybody was, from what I understand, injured. Courtney has posted $10,000 bail. Whew, isn't that nice to have, you know, that kind of money to post that bail? Man. All right. Of course, they reopened the case recently on Natalie Wood and her drowning. I don't know whatever came of that. From what I thought, they reclosed it. But, you know, I don't know how the family... Oh, boy, here's a picture of Robert Wagner. And he's not brunette anymore. He's gray. I mean, I knew he was dyeing his hair, but wow. Here's a picture of him in 2007. I'm looking at him. I say, handsome guy. You know what? In Austin Powers, he was playing number two. He was dyeing his hair then. You know, but I don't mind. Men, if you like wearing gray, I don't mind. I think gray is sexy. Go for it. All right. Let's move on. Looks like people have been discouraging pacifiers with babies. And people say, people ask me all the time, Dr. Dahlia, my baby likes a pacifier. I'm being told by my mother or my mother-in-law that I should rip it out of the kid's mouth. I'm absolutely fine with pacifiers. If your kid likes a pacifier and he shuts up because he gets the pacifier, I'm for that, okay? Because we all know a kid that doesn't cry and scream is a happy household, right? Okay. One of my kids loved the pacifier, the other one didn't. Now, apparently there was a thought or a theory that babies who, I guess, would suck on the pacifier would breastfeed, because the pacifier nipple is very different from a female nipple. And they really do look funny. I don't see where they came up with that, but I guess they're easy to put in the kid's mouth, and you know. So anyway, a study came out today saying no, the pacifiers will not mess up any breastfeeding. They're good. You're okay. Now, you still have to make sure you wash them off, because I see pacifiers fall on the restaurant floor. You know, I'm watching people, you know, and their babies. The pacifier falls. The mom dips the pacifier in her water and shoves it in the kid's mouth. Or I'll see parents dip the pacifier in the beer because they think the alcohol will sterilize it, and then stick it in the kid's mouth. You know, so sometimes you can have risks that way, which we completely frown upon. Do not stick a pacifier in your margarita or your mojito to sterilize it. Okay, you got to get up and wash it off. All right, especially if it falls on the ground. And you cannot tape it to your kid's mouth. That's not good, especially if they're they have difficulty breathing through their nose. You're going to suffocate them. So, you know, keep an eye on that. Also, with pacifiers, you could get some rot of the teeth if it's not clean and there's juice sitting on there and they sleep in the middle of the night. So, again, you need to put your baby to sleep with a clean pacifier. Do I think it messes with the teeth? No. I've talked to pediatric dentists. Not too much of an issue. You know, not too much of an issue. So I'm okay with it. Anyway, they looked at feeding data on nearly 2,200 infants born between June 2010 and August 2011. And we call pacifiers binkies. I like to call it a little binky. Sometimes they call it cork. Sometimes they call it soother, but I like calling it binky. All right. And they thought that if you limit the use of pacifiers, babies will increase more their food intake. But apparently the study found that not to be true. It's okay, you're okay. Just to encourage breastfeeding, this is tough. A lot of moms, you know, they don't make the milk right away. So if the kid, if you had some complications with the birth, they're going to give the kid formula. That's what happened with us. Then the milk comes in, I'm not going to go into my breast milk supply. I know y'all don't want to hear that. But, Lord have mercy. But, you know, it does. It does mess with your milk supply. So you need to have a plan. My recommendation is to talk to a lactation specialist before you go into the hospital, before the birth, just to get a plan ready. All right? The only thing that stinks is, you know, a lot of these nurses and doctors will say, okay, just don't feed the baby. Wait until your milk comes in. The baby will be fine. And with me, I had two kids that had placental insufficiency. They weren't gaining weight. We had to feed them right away. You know, and so sometimes you can't wait. So you need to talk to the doctor. You need to talk to the pediatrician. You need to talk to the lactation specialist before you make that kind of a decision. Okay? I'm not done with mommies and all that. I'm not done yet with pregnant stuff, and then we're going to switch subjects. Mother stress during pregnancy could cause iron deficiency in newborns. They say if mom is stressed during the first trimester of pregnancy, baby could later be anemic and iron deficient. Okay, well, who isn't stressed? Okay, pregnancy stunk. Pregnancy was not fun. I don't know why they glorify it on TV like they do. Pregnancy was not fun. I got pimples. I got hemorrhoids. I gained weight. I had a runny nose the whole time, rhinitis in pregnancy. I also had pups, not give birth to pups, but pruritic urticarial rash in pregnancy where you just itch, and my feet would itch. And it's very hard to be pregnant with big boobs and the pregnant uterus trying to get down to your feet. I could barely see my feet, let alone try to itch them. I remember trying to take a broom to itch my feet. And my husband walks into the kitchen going, what the heck are you doing? I go, I can't scratch the top of my feet. So we were using a broom. And he's like, he said, this whole pregnancy thing is weird. But anyway, I don't know why stress would do that, unless maybe what happens is you have vasoconstriction of the vessels supplying the placenta or the baby. Although the placenta is kind of growing more in the second trimester. So with the first trimester, again, I can't explain it. I guess for the study, if you guys could explain it, great. You know, please. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Researchers looked at Israeli women who lived in an area where more than 600 rocket attacks took place during their first trimester of pregnancy. Now, that's stress. Okay, we're not talking your American Idol contestant got voted off stress, okay? We aren't talking how your DVR failed to tape Glee stress. We're talking about living in Israel where there's rocket attacks where you live. That's real stress, all right? Researchers looked at Israeli women who lived in an area where more than 600 rocket attacks took place during their first trimester of pregnancy. The group was compared to a control group of women who lived in the same area but became pregnant 3 to 4 months after the rocket attacks ceased. Tests on umbilical cord blood collected from the newborns show that 63 babies born to women in the stress group had much lower levels of iron than 77 babies. Well, you know what? But somebody could also say eating. You know, some of us, if we're stressed and we don't know if our house is going to be bombed, we're probably not going to sit there and cook a turkey for dinner. You know, anyway. They say doctors might consider doing additional blood work before the well child visit at 12 months of age, especially in high-risk populations, to find iron deficiency early. All right, I think that's a good idea. You know, but boy, I tell you, we have definitely gotten lazy. Okay. Oh, there was something I wanted to go over, and now I don't have it in front of me. Oh, Lord have mercy. This always happens. Really? Really? All right, well, let's move on. Okay. May is Mental Health Month. Yay, yippee. We talk a lot of mental health, so don't worry. The show's going to have all sorts of topics. But this is a good time. Whenever we have, like, Autism Month, it's great because all this data and all these studies get released on autism. February, when it's Heart Month, we get all sorts of information coming out with the heart. So maybe this is good because 1 in 4 American adults, now I learned in medical school 1 in 3 adults have a mental health condition, but they're saying now 1 in 4 American adults live with a diagnosable, treatable mental health condition. They also say more people die from suicide in the United States than from traffic accidents or homicides. We just had another teen commit suicide over high school bullying, 17-year-old from Utah. Jack Reese killed himself. This is horrible. I don't really get this whole bullying thing. I was bullied. I mean, I think we all were, and it was bad. But I think the degree to how people can bully is really, really bad. And it's really a shame because these children that, you know, you'd think there'd be more acceptance in, with gay, lesbian, transgender now, and there isn't. You know, like bigotry. You know, we were talking about racism earlier. I forgot. Oh, yeah, it was racism in a restaurant where they were patrons that were African-American were getting crappier service because there was a stereotype that they didn't tip as well. And even black food servers would say, yes, it's true. No matter what we try to believe, everything isn't equal, and it's a shame. It really is. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so you know, we're talking about racism and how, you know, we think we've overcome stereotypes, and we brought the subject up because there was a child, another one, who committed suicide after being bullied for being gay. And, you know, I found this. Apparently there was a website. It's been pulled down, but I can't believe these things are up there. It's a website that lets users search neighborhoods by race and class. But the way they described this was, again, using inappropriate terms and inappropriate categorizations. All right, let me just kind of read this to you. Okay, Pickett Report offered, I guess, a new online research tool that helps home buyers find their perfect neighborhood. They had to remove a controversial section, I should say, which apparently racially stereotypes various neighborhoods. We're getting this from Daily Mail. Pickett Report offered the section as a way for his house hunters to discover more about areas they might like to live in, but was quickly accused of insensitivity owing to the race and class-related descriptions it provided. Okay? They say the section was later removed from the Detroit-based startup after an embarrassing article published on real estate website Curbed Detroit. Okay, so let's see what some of these said here. Okay, hold on a second. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. When the zip code for Detroit's poorest neighborhood, 48208, was plugged into the website, several, they say, shocking descriptions popped up. They said neighbors in these areas were, quote-unquote, sole survivors, older downscale African-Americans, singles and single parents established in modest urban homes, and Ciudad strivers, mid-scale Hispanic families, and single parents in gateway communities. Ciudad is city in Spanish. Other social terms they used were hard times, rolling the dice for middle age, I guess. I mean, I've heard worse, but still, older people, but a fancier zip code, they were called silver sophisticates, American royalty, wealthy, influential. So I could see they're trying to be tongue in cheek, but unfortunately, what people didn't like wasn't so much, you know, what they said, but how, you know, you plug in a zip code and they, you know, put the neighborhood into a category and a stereotypical category. So anyway, they took that down. And I've been watching very closely what's been going on with George Zimmerman. I know people have been very, very upset with his website. I mean, people, first of all, they're obviously upset with the shooting of Trayvon Martin. And I mean, understandably so. I mean, I think we are all dying to hear what actually happened that night and why George Zimmerman was freed. Now, you know, Sanford police, especially the Sanford police chief, you know, they had seemed very confident in the evidence that they had, either with his bloodied nose or broken nose, or I don't know what happened. I don't know what medical reports there are, you know, his injuries from the back of his head to corroborate a story where he said he was, you know, leaving the scene when Trayvon jumped him. So they seem pretty confident. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the court case. But you see people absolutely furious that George Zimmerman was raising money. I mean, I knew about the website. I thought everybody knew he had a website. I never saw the website. I don't know what it was, but I guess he had a website that he had to take it down. Then people were mad that he had money and he didn't tell the judge that he had a website, even though I thought everybody knew he had a website, etc. But you're already having people, you know, assume he's guilty, and you have people already tweeting they're going to kill him if he goes free. And it's, you know, we are celebrating, from what I understand, the 20-year anniversary of the L.A. riots. And, you know, every decade we hope that, you know, our relationships of people of all ethnicities and races have improved. You know, we hope that you know, we continually strive to, you know, I mean, we have an African-American president. Many people love him, many people don't. All right. But, you know, we have gone so far in terms of our progress, yet something happens and immediately we have fighting and stereotyping, and you're starting to hear, bigoted comments, and it's just, you know, it's like we go two steps forward, but then five steps back. And I don't know, I don't know what the solution is, but, it's going to be very interesting and a little scary to see what happens if George Zimmerman is found innocent and it is found that, his story might be true. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a defense attorney. I'm not a prosecuting attorney. I don't know. And again, they really haven't revealed too much of the evidence. You know, people say they're going to kill him. So where does he live afterwards? Where do you know, I mean, are people going to follow him for 20 years, 30 years? I don't know. We'll have to see. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So we are seeing a huge rise in newborns that go through opiate withdrawal. Now, I used to deliver babies when I was in training and would have these babies go through cocaine withdrawal. It was horrible. Absolutely horrible. You know, because moms were doing cocaine, then they went through the labor after a day or two, babies in the hospital, not getting the typical, I guess, cocaine that he was or she was receiving through the blood supply from mom, and would see these kids go through withdrawal. And now we're seeing opiate withdrawal. And, I mean, boy, it takes a good pediatrician to identify that. Wow. All right. Research published in the Journal of the American Medical Association said 1 in every 1,000 newborns was affected in 2009. The number of pregnant women testing positive for illegal or legal opiates increased fivefold during that same time. prescription painkillers included with this. The study, the first of its kind in the U.S., was based on records from more than 4,000 hospitals across the country. It found that in 2009, 13,500 babies were born with withdrawal symptoms. All right? They had seizures, restlessness, breathing problems, difficulty feeding. I wonder if they also have diarrhea. A lot of adults will have diarrhea. But again, if they can't eat and difficulty eating, they often require treatment with the opiate replacement drug methadone to help wean them off their dependency. Oh, I wonder what their pain tolerances are later as they grow. I hope they're doing a study looking at them longitudinally, like a longitudinal study, to see what happens to these kids in terms of pain, in terms of mood disorder, in terms of learning abilities. That's going to be very interesting. The babies appear uncomfortable. Sometimes they breathe a little faster. They're scratching their faces. These babies had to be kept in the hospital for an average of 16 days compared to 3 for regular healthy babies. At most, were born to mothers who were entitled to financial help with their medical costs. The study said this is placing a serious burden on health. Of course, a 16-day newborn hospitalization, very expensive. Researchers said many pregnant women were legitimately taking these painkillers, but warned that more must be done. When I was in training, I remember we would very reluctantly give like Tylenol with codeine. And rarely, because we didn't want the babies to, you know, so you wonder, in pregnant women, this young population, now of course, this does also include illegal narcotic use, but with prescription pain pills, what conditions are these young women having that are requiring more and more prescription pain medicine use? I know you have back pain. I know you have pelvic pain. I know you have hip pain. Migraines, but again, I mean, when we took care of pregnant, we rarely used pain pills, rarely. Once in a blue moon, we'd give Vicodin. Once in a blue moon. So you wonder, you absolutely wonder, I mean, why so many pregnant women are on prescription pain pills. But like I said, a big part of this is also the heroin. All right. Okay, don't go away. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Through today only, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a
72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends today. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please also email us at drdahlia.com if you have any questions. Sometimes I try to email you back, and I'll get a rejection. I know some of you have a pretty good filter. I mean, keep the filter. Just if you do have a pretty heavy-duty filter, know that I'm not ignoring you. It's just, I am trying to email you and I get undelivered because you have a high filter. Although technically what we send out of our studios shouldn't fall under spam, but I'm noticing a couple of you have some real good filtering. So not too shabby, just I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you at all. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle for working the dials. I would love for you to follow me on Twitter at DRDALIAH. Of course, when you follow me on Twitter, I can give you up-to-the-date medical updates as well as anything else that comes to mind. And Facebook. For those of you on Facebook, follow me on my Facebook page. This way we could also give you up-to-date news items, and, of course, personal issues. Not about hemorrhoids or breast milk, I promise. We just kind of keep it pretty professional. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, so this is kind of interesting. Treatment to help rebuild scar tissue in the heart of heart attack victims could be ready within the next 10 years. Now, you guys understand what that could mean? You have a heart attack, you get scarred tissue. Scarred tissue doesn't work that well with the heart. If they could rebuild scar tissue, let's take a look at this. All right. Apparently, 23 million people worldwide have heart attacks that actually leave scarring. They live through it and they have scarring. Several groups of scientists are investigating the use of stem cells, the immature cells, with more than one developmental pathway to rebuild the heart tissue. Makes sense. Using stem cells makes a heck of a lot of sense. The new research points, though, to a simpler method of turning scar tissue into functioning heart muscle without stem cell transplants, which, by the way, could also be cheaper. They say scientists in the U.S. use microRNAs, which are small genetic molecules that serve as master regulators, controlling the activity of multiple genes. They identified a particular combination of three of these microRNAs that appear to convert scar tissue cells, called fibroblasts, into heart muscle cells. Fibroblasts kind of make the fibrous scar tissue. All right, but what heart muscle cells need is heart muscle, not the scar tissue. They say when the microRNAs were delivered into fibroblasts in the laboratory, the reprogrammed cells began to transform into the cardiomyocytes, cardio heart myocytes muscle cells that make up heart muscle. The same conversion was achieved in living mice. This is way cool. Way cool. Lead scientist Professor Victor Dzal from Duke University Medical Center in Durham, North Carolina. This is being also reported by the Daily Mail. They say this is the first study to use microRNA, which are small molecules that control gene expression to reprogram fibroblasts into heart muscle cells. This is way cool. We have not only shown evidence of this tissue regeneration in cell cultures, but in the mouse. The little squeak, squeak mice. This is way cool. They say if you could do this in the heart, imagine what then you could do in the brain, kidneys, and other tissues. All right? That is a way to regenerate new tissue. Heart attack. And it's funny because I'll have patients, I'll meet them for the first time. I go, hi, how you doing? Or we need to check your heart. And they're like, yes, I'd like you to because I was told I have an old heart attack and I never felt it before. I go, you had an old heart attack? Yeah. Yeah, I must have had a sudden heart attack. I've been told I have one, but it was old, so I'm good. I go, no, you're not good. If you had an old heart attack and you didn't know you had it, we really need to check you out. And we need to make sure that that heart is functioning properly. Okay, it's not good. It's not good. And remember, what is a heart attack? A heart attack is where you lose blood supply to a part of the heart. Now, whenever you lose blood supply to a part of the heart, the damage happens very quickly. And when you have cells that die, new cells don't grow. You get fibrous tissue in between. Like if you tear a muscle, you get fibrous tissue in the muscle. When you hurt a bone, yes, you do get bone growth, but you get some scarred bone growth type of thing. So, when you get a heart attack and then they resupply with blood, a lot of times you aren't recirculating or revascularizing very healthy heart tissue muscle. I mean, you have to revascularize, but you could have lost a lot of muscle. People that lose too much muscle, they're the ones that die of the heart attack. Those that still have enough muscle to do the pumping action are okay, temporarily, until they get another heart attack or another one. So it's very important to revascularize and get that blood flow there. But like I said, unfortunately, if the tissue's scarred, then you're dealing with the heart that's working suboptimally. So this is cool stuff. Way, way cool. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Some of today's headlines, two teenage girls were sunbathing in the middle of the road. There was a rural road in Pennsylvania. They were sunbathing, but they fell asleep. All right? So rather than, and I remember when I was a kid, we would take magnifying glasses and light matches in the middle of the street. Now, the reason why we didn't pull up, we would light up leaves, take a magnifying glass and set leaves on fire. And the reason why we wouldn't take the leaf to the sidewalk was, number one, our moms could see us. And number two, the asphalt was hotter than the sidewalk, because the sidewalk was white, the asphalt was black. So we would go out into the middle of the street, squat down in the middle of the street, right, bend our knees, sit there, we got the magnifying glass, and we would try to set the leaf on fire. Now, of course, you know, car coming, and we'd all get out of the way. Sometimes we didn't hear the car coming, they'd just blast their horn. Luckily, we were in an area of the neighborhood where hopefully people were driving slow. In this particular case, these teenage girls, I believe they were 13, fell asleep in the sun. So they didn't hear when a car come in. It sounds like it was a distant cousin. Samantha Shermanhorn and Kaylee George were hit by a vehicle. Two of Samantha's cousins tell the news station that their 19-year-old brother had stopped at a stop sign and made a turn before striking the girls. So those were her cousins. I mean, unless that's a mistype and they meant to say friends. But they said two of the cousins say their older brother did it, which means it's a cousin. Girls were conscious, were able to tell the story when they were at the hospital. They were airlifted to the hospital. From what I understand, they're in fair condition. But, I mean, not only is sunbathing dangerous, melanoma risk, but, you know, you're also, I guess, at risk for getting hit by a car. Don't ask. I don't know. All right, what is going on with this with New York and bees? All right, they say New York has a little bit of a bee buzz going on here. They say John Asher, an entomologist, have found these bees that are non-stinging that will drink the sweat off of humans. They use humans as a salt lick. They land on your arm, lick their sweat, but they won't sting you. Now, it's the Lassioglossum gotham. Yeah, Lassioglossum gotham, kind of something you'd hear from Batman, I guess. Is the genus of species of the bees. It took months for them to figure out what the genus of species was of these bees. They say it is one of the thousands of bee species that do live in North America. I guess the sweat bees do not make honey good because I wouldn't want to eat it if it came from people's sweat. But they still do have a use on this earth because they pollinate. Remember, we need our bees. Everybody says we don't need the bees, but we all remember Bee Movie. What happened when there was no bees? There was no pollination, then the flowers died. You really need the bees. The bees prefer sweaty people over most animals because of their salty diets, but their sting is relatively harmless. It doesn't mean I like them anymore. I still don't like the bee. I hate bees. I hate bees, and I'm scared of bees. I do not like bees. Anyway, I guess if you have a bee on you, you see, if I see a bee on me, I'm going to smack it. But when you smack the bee, it could sting you. So I guess in this particular case, just let it lick the sweat. disgusting. All right, guys, great show tonight. I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please tune in tomorrow. We will be back as usual, 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.